This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. A lot happening in and around Washington. We're going to dive into it right at the top with Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, first of all, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And I think one of the interesting stories is one of the really crazy stories is the deal with Senator Rand Paul and this neighbor and these five broken ribs. What happened? What do we know?
Well, it looks like, and this, again, was just said on background very recently, that the fight was a dispute over some agriculture, essentially, probably where flower beds were going to go or something like that. The guy that attacked him was his next-door neighbor, apparently, and was a retired anesthesiologist. Rand Paul is also a doctor. I mean, it's the craziest story in the world, and because he threw him to the ground and his ribs are cracked, it's going to take quite a bit of recovery time.
Wow. That, I mean, just absolutely wild. By the way, as an aside, obviously, that happens, and then, of course, the gunman at the church in Texas, and then the whole conversation about should assault weapons, should that ban be reenacted? As you know, it expired in 2004. What's the talk on the Hill about that?
Well, of course, the Democrats want it extended. The Republicans don't. It breaks down into the rule about can you have armed Second Amendment kinds of things. And I say, of course, I'm a liberal loony, but I say, hey, you can't have tanks, you can't have nuclear weapons, so why can you just have any kind of assault weapon? Anyway, this is certainly going to be, it was briefly resurrected when there was the shooting in New England, but it was not voted on, and it has not passed since 2004, and it doesn't look like it's going to pass this time either, even though people like Gabby Giffords, who was a member of Congress, are very much in favor of it.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, just crazy. There's so much else about this that has come out.
What's really interesting, he was not allowed to have a concealed carry permit. Well, why not? And if that's the case and he applied for it, why wasn't he then investigated more? And then they're now saying that the FBI did not receive a report from the Air Force when he committed domestic violence, which would have not permitted him to buy a gun anyway. And there's the gun show loophole, which allows people to buy guns from individuals, and then they don't have to get a background check. So why even have a background check if you can find another way to buy guns?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole thing is awful. It's terrible. It's, again, unbelievable. And then we jump to the special counsel and the former ex-FBI director and the fact that now this is huge, that supposedly he has enough evidence to file charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and his son.
Yes, apparently this is what is, you know, he's collecting evidence, as we know, and that they had, apparently Flynn, the reason he's no longer the National Security Advisor is he actually lied about his contact with the Russians and said that he had not had any conversations with the Russians. But, of course, they even have a phone conversation that he had with Kislyak, Kislyak, I can never pronounce his name. He was the Russian ambassador to the United States. So Flynn did not tell the truth. Well, now the question is whether there was more cover-up going on. We don't know what the special counsel has, Robert Mueller has on him, but we do know that it is expected that there's going to be another indictment.
Wow. Wild times. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So good stuff from Ellen in the sense that, she's there. She knows in talking about what they have and these conversations. Kislyak is the Russian ambassador, and you know, bottom line is Flynn was, of course, booted from his White House position because he hadn't told the transition team the full details of the phone calls he had with Kislyak. And the former acting attorney general, Sally Yates, member testified back in May that Flynn had discussed potentially lifting Russian sanctions with the Russian ambassador, which, of course, would be a no-no. So I don't know. Interesting to see where this, you know, to see where this all ends up. But certainly there is the chance of that. And then the assault weapons ban and whether it should be reenacted, there's heavy push for that. And then there's heavy push back on it. I think the thing that is absolutely pathetic is what the Wall Street Journal reported, that the Air Force didn't send the FBI a report because that could have made a difference. And that is a big mistake to have had that happen. I mean, the bottom line is for the people that were killed and their families, the shock. You see these young faces. I mean, babies, kids, so many kids. 14 kids were massacred in a church, for God's sake, outside of San Antonio. When does the madness end? I mean, really, it's despicable. But it doesn't bring anyone back. We can't really ease the pain of the people who are feeling this heavy grief that I hope none of you listening to me ever feel in your life. It's hard enough to lose loved ones, let alone be in a situation where somebody goes off to church and perhaps you're not with them. You've already gone, or this is a family thing you do, you are away, whatever, and there have been those scenarios. And that's the phone call you get? Oh, that's a tough ask to bounce back from. You know the expression, there are no words. There are no words for this. I mean, there are no words. It's just absolutely horrific. And, of course, now that this is the norm, that we live with this potential in churches and schools and workplaces, it's very normal for kids when they practice drills. I mean, I had fire drills when I was a kid. I don't know about the rest of you. I'm assuming it probably was the same. But, I mean, here's the thing. Now kids, it's very common. They know what's going on. They practice what happens when the shooter comes in. Where do we go? Where do we hide? What do? Who do we contact? How do we survive this? I was at a friend's house a couple of weeks ago, and she was talking, her daughter was talking about what they were doing, what was happening, and that was one of the things that they practiced. And, of course, as a parent, because we know this is the reality, parents are for it. Of course they would be for it, because this has happened before. And here, this is a church. So vulnerable. People going to church and they're worshiping and they're killed the next minute. It makes no sense. Can you make sense of what doesn't make any sense? The answer is I haven't found a way to do it. If any of you have found a way to do it, then you need to call us. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. It was a question of just a wild rampage. So many rounds were fired off. Wow. And more about the man who stopped what could have been even worse. That story is pretty interesting. Hang with us. That's all coming up here on America Tonight.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
People sitting in the pews with their heads bowed and their eyes closed, and then being exposed to this madman unleashing death in that house of worship. The victims included young children and a pregnant woman, among others. All of them aged 18 to 72. All of them now gone, all 26.
Wow. Unbelievable. Again, that was Senator John Cornyn talking about the situation. 26. Unreal. I mean, absolutely unreal. As we continue to make sense of that, I've gotten a bunch of emails from many of you. We're going to do a mailbag segment coming up, and you know, people trying to grapple with it, figure out what it means, all of that. Just the randomness of it in Sutherland Springs, and again, a sleepy town outside of San Antonio. So the hero, and I think you can say hero, is Stephen Wilford, who has lived there his whole life, generation after generation, his family, a 55-year-old who was a plumber by trade. And he was at his house, and his daughter came home and said, you know, somebody is shooting up the church. So he grabbed his gun and went after him and ducked behind the truck and tried to do what he could. And he said, he saw me, I saw him. And he hit him twice, it looks like. And then, of course, the truck eventually at high speeds crashed with the shooter in it. And then it looked like he had a self-inflicted wound. But he was hit twice by, he was hit twice in the, he was hit twice by this Wilford who aimed at him, shot him, and apparently hit his target. It went through the protective body armor that the killer was wearing, which is great. You know, the fact that he did that, that he was barefoot, he grabbed the gun, boom, and he moved. He did whatever he was allowed to do. And as I said to me, so I think that part of the story, thank goodness, he fired rounds through the side window. The window dropped. He fired rounds at him. So that was a good thing because he certainly, I believe, stopped what could have been worse and at least went after him. So that certainly is good. And he wasted no time. So the town, of course, is rallying around him. The town is in shock. And there are all kinds of news people there. There's all kinds of vigils happening. I mean, there's just so much hurt and anger and anything you can possibly imagine. And then, of course, the questions about why, what could it be, that kind of stuff. And, you know, this whole thing about what would it, in this confusion, what does it mean, and to the people in Sutherland Springs, and oh gosh, I mean, just again, horrific in trying to put this into words. There really, as I mentioned before, are no words. There just are no words. The youngest victim, 18 months old. You know, I always say it is about the victims, and we don't talk about that enough. Of the 26 people killed, 23 died inside the church, 2 were killed outside, and way too many, you know, were children. So the ages range from 18 months to 77. You know, generations were killed, and so many rounds where it was just one after another, rounds and rounds and rounds and rounds. And the fact that you had that many victims, 12 to 14 kids who were among the victims, and most of the people now at the hospital, I believe, from everything I know and a few calls here and there, as I was told, are in stable condition. Nobody wants to walk into a church and see that happen, nobody. And there were plenty of kids on hand, that's why they were victimized. So is it a domestic situation? And the shooter's mother-in-law, who went to that church, was, you know, so there is the church she went to. The in-laws weren't at the time of the massacre. They came to the church after hearing about the shooting. The shooter served in the Air Force, was court-martialed. I said this in our last show. The shooter was court-martialed in 2012 for assaulting his spouse and their child. He got a bad conduct discharge, was confined for 12 months, and busted to the grade of E1. So he was discharged in 2014. And, boy, 8 members of one family spanning 3 generations, including a mother who was 8 months pregnant and a visiting pastor who was about to address the church. Oh, about to address the church. So they're, of course, what are they doing? They're monitoring the people, trying to help the people, as I said before. But there's only so much you can do. I mean, this is a town that's going to take a while to heal. And thank goodness there are victims that it looks like are getting better. The fact that they're in stable condition. But is it a domestic situation? They weren't there at the time. So whoever happened to be there got the brunt of that anger, perhaps. Perhaps that's what we're looking at here. And that seems to be what a lot of the speculation is. It's that it seems to be, and certainly targeted were the ex-in-laws, it looks like. And they, of course, what happens when something like this happens, you go and you dig into the background and you find that this Devin Patrick Kelly had a violent past, a violent history. I mentioned some of that. And he was on bad terms with his mother's wife, who attended that church. She wasn't there again. One of the, some of the exes, I guess, that have dated him said terrible things about how abusive he was, but now it seems like he, you know, the portrait is kind of emerging of a real bully who then had, who escalated what he was doing to domestic violence and assaults on his stepson, severe enough that he fractured his skull. That's pretty serious to me. And then he's booted out of the Air Force. And then his wife files for divorce. And, of course, he was sentenced to 12 months of confinement and a reduction to the lowest rank possible. So go figure, you know, go figure that out. And how random. It explains the church being the target. It explains that, but does not, of course, the timing of that, just they weren't there, and then he reacted anyway. So it wasn't like he was looking for them, they weren't there, and then he turned around. I mean, he just went in and decided he was going to wreak havoc and didn't care what the outcome of that was, obviously. And so there was a reason he was drawn there, and that makes sense as to why would it be that particular church. It's because of that relationship. Whatever happened there, and apparently he had a bunch of rants on his Facebook, and I mean really brutal rants on the Facebook, and so he had troubles, and it seems as though some of that could have been geared toward his ex-in-laws, especially the mother-in-law. So there you go. Awful, crazy. Unbelievable, right? Just absolutely unbelievable. Hey, when we come back, we're going to dive into the mailbag. So many of you reacted to what happened in Texas. Some of you also reacting to what else is going on in the world, and that includes the tax situation and, of course, what's happening with health care, because a lot of people are signing up for health care, premiums going up and trying to figure out what they're going to do. And it's kind of what I call the hair pulling time, as you try to get a specialist to guide you in where you're going and how you're doing it. But I've heard from my own friends some of the woes that they've had in trying to line up their family because they're entrepreneurs and themselves, and they get a lot of pushback. So we're far from over for as far as that crisis is concerned. But we all knew that, right? Mailbag, it's up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Make sense of in that horrific shooting in Texas outside of San Antonio, the world reacting really to it again. Worst mass shooting in Texas, and there's been a vigil. There have been a lot of people who have reached out to try to give whatever kind of strength they can to the people who are desperate to try to fill in the blanks. It looks like the ex-in-laws of this creep were targeted, but they weren't there. And again, this is something I think we're going to be talking about for a while anyway. And that was part of what you wanted to talk about with all of your emails. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag. This is from Frank, who says, Katie Kate, boy oh boy, I think it's unbelievable what happened at that church in that small little town outside of San Antonio. What possesses somebody to do something so horrific to an innocent group of people? What kind of creep, sick, awful human being would gun down children that way? Would gun down anyone, but would kill an 18-month-old? I just think there's a special place in hell reserved for him, but it doesn't help the people who are stuck grappling with emotions and feelings and horrible, horrible things that nobody would ever want to deal with. You said it. Nobody would want to deal with this. Oh, my family was murdered in a church. Are you kidding? Or whole families are just wiped out. But it's never just one family. So there's friends, cousins, all kinds of relatives. You know, the tree is big. Even on a smaller tree, there still are people who are affected by the loss. But the loss isn't after a life well lived. It's a life, in many cases, for those people in the church, cut short. Or a life well lived with a good human being who did nothing but help people in their life, in their entire lives or life. And then this is what happens at the end of it. Again, just awful. Let's go to this one from Patrick. Kate, I listen to the show a lot. Boy, it seems like every week. I'm so glad that you mix in what you call the lighter side, because every week we could just pound this to death, whether we're talking about Las Vegas or whether we're talking about what happened on that bike path in Manhattan. And now here we go with this unspeakable act to this church in Texas. We live in harsh times, sister. And I can imagine for an optimist like you, it must be particularly freaky, because it's undescribable to most of us anyway. But when you have that positivity that runs through you, I think it's just even more stunning. I think the inherent nature of people is good. I want to believe that people are good. And there are fabulous people, and I've met them, thank goodness, and had my life touched by so many good people. But then there's the horrible side, the dark side, and the dark side met the people in that church at a horrible apex of events. And you know, nothing to do but try to get out of there. And the kid part is especially buggy. And families, whole families, is wild. So let's go to this one. This one is from Carl. Kate, I've been listening to the show for a few years now. I enjoy it. I can't always listen to you every night, but when I dip back, I love the dulcet tones, sister. And I do like the fact that you say left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Only I would remember that saying, because you are definitely inviting everyone to be part of the conversation, and shame on people who may bend more to the left that don't jump on and be part of it, because they should. I think we have a nation that's so divided now we can't even have a conversation with people who are incredibly diverse and different from the rest of us. So meaning we might not all agree on politics, but maybe we root for the same team or like the same beer or like the same neighborhood or are dog lovers. What about that for common ground? Well, you just are speaking my language. I say that all the time. I have friends who are hardcore Republicans. I say hardcore because the traditional, what I would call definition of a Republican, or even more conservative, or they're conservative in their politics, but not in how they view things in the rest of their life, or they're more liberal, or brand themselves as pure Democrats. I can hang with that. Because we have something else, we have other things in common, whatever it might be. Families, travel, a love for new food and, you know, great music and great wine or great beer, whatever it might be. Or we're in the same industries, we're broadcasters, we're speakers, you know, and whatnot. So I agree. How is it that you can't, you know, talk to your neighbor or the person down the street or around the block? I mean, to me, that's the power. That's the connection. But I don't think, in this case with the church, this guy was furious, angry, and nasty. His whole life, it looks like, from what I'm reading. Animal cruelty, the Air Force said they got a filing error wrong, or otherwise that's he gets a gun. But he's booted from them for domestic violence. I mean, he had histories that were piling up. And then, it, frankly, if the in-laws went to church there, it looks like they could have been targets, but they weren't there. But so instead of turning around, which him opening fire on them would have been bad enough, but instead of turning around, he just decides to go through with it anyway. And, you know, when he went into that church, he was, according to what they're saying now, he was dressed in black entirely. He was wearing a face mask with a white skull on it. Wow. And now they're trying to look into his background more to see what they could have, you know, found out from it, as I mentioned. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Sarah. And Sarah says, Kate, this whole healthcare deal is a sticky wicket for all of us because, as you would say, because so many of us have had our premiums go sky high. And then if you fight it, you got to prove what your income is, but it's not just sending some paycheck strips. It's so much more involved than that. It's insanity. You need 2 weeks off just to fill out all the paperwork and then some when it comes back. Yeah, well, this is nothing new. I've heard this. I've seen it. I've lived it. So, yeah, it's gone are the days unless you or your significant other, let's say if you're married or even if you were single, you have good insurance from a big company that you work for that has the best that they can possibly afford. But even that's tougher for companies because of the constraints, you know, there. So I feel you. I agree. And here's another one from, this one is from Gary Goldberg. And he says, Kate, did you hear the story about this Colorado baker, I think he did it, who refused to serve a gay couple? So that case is going to be argued before the Supreme Court next month. And, of course, it's interesting because that is a First Amendment issue. And I think it's going to be a tough one. The, you know, if it's a company, can't you serve and choose not to serve who you want? Or do you have to serve everyone? Well, see, there is a dilemma here. Because if the baker bakes a cake and he doesn't want to bake a cake for anyone for whatever reason, that's his prerogative. But the fact that he was making the cakes for everyone, you know, then they clearly they knew they were a gay couple and he wouldn't do it. The Masterpiece Cake Shop versus the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. Boy, this was one that was interesting. So the Supreme Court gets it. And I don't know. When I think of free speech, the right to decide to take what project you want, agree or not. So, a voiceover person, a writer, a singer, an actor, a painter, name it. They have a right to refuse if they don't want to deal with whoever it is for whatever reason. I don't know. Bakers are hard as to where that falls on the line. Does it fall in with singers and painters? If it does, they win the case. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyway, I got a 52-48 majority, and as you saw on several occasions, we're not always totally in lockstep. So, you know, there's nothing I like better than to have 54 or 55. Yeah, anytime we have a senator on our side who's not there, it's potentially a challenge.
All right, Mitch McConnell, and Mitch McConnell, of course, talking about voting and talking about what happens when it outweighs not having the right vote, and he's talking about the assault weapons and talking about, you know, again on shootings, hard to prevent outrages by evil people. That was part of the discussion. So if you look at these terror attacks, what he's saying is it's also too soon, and the president was saying this, to take up any discussion about assault weapons, etc., without really properly letting the people grieve who lost loved ones in from Vegas, like I already mentioned, to New York, and of course now to this church in Texas. All right, as we motor through and look at what the opinions are about a national, you know, database and the cracks that so many seem to fall through, or enough that it matters. The domestic conviction, which I've already brought up, should have barred Devin Kelly really from purchasing a rifle that he killed the 26 people with. The Air Force and the Pentagon are conducting a review of the case as to whether other convictions had been unreported. And, you know, when you look at the gunman's history, I mean, I'll take it a step further, where with this domestic violence deal, he broke, and I said this, but let me emphasize it again. I want you to picture this. He broke his toddler stepson's skull. That's why the military booted him. No language to step around, just step right in it. That's what he did. And he did some pretty abusive things to other people as well. So that's why he couldn't stay in the military. And he did not get better after the bad conduct discharge. In fact, it was a spiral. So he was investigated again and again and again and again and again for abusing women. He was also the subject of an investigation for sexual assault and rape in 2013. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So the picture of him that's coming out is not good whatsoever. At all. That it's sick and twisted. He had a puppy, they say, that he kept tied up in the sun all day outside his RV without water. He had hit the dog repeatedly in the head. So he had violent tendencies. But would this make you think, no matter what, that this low-ranking airman who was booted would go and do that? Would it make you think this is what's going to happen? I don't think so. I don't think it would. And that's why that makes no sense. So after the military, didn't have a lot of jobs for a long time. He was a night security guard at Schlitterbahn because he lived near New Braunfels. And then he was terminated after 6 weeks. Ugh. I mean, I think you get it. So there's definitely conversations about crackdowns on assault weapons. And I'm sure the Air Force, the blight of not having that filed, has got to be eating them up, because that is a blight. A serious one. I mean, this is, you know, when people have that trite saying about cross your eyes and dot your T's. I mean, I would love it if they cross their eyes and dot their T's in the government. Wouldn't that be great? But while that makes no sense, we do know that that's exactly what happened. So it just didn't, that paperwork just didn't happen. Oh. Wow. Just, again, insane. Insane. In the meantime, because I was on a flight to Austin over the last day, I happened to see on the lighter side, I'll bring this up, I happened to see a woman, she's a little bit older, she had this metal wrapped around her neck, and she was walking with the metal, and we were near each other, and I said, excuse me, can you tell me what your metal's for? And she said she ran in the New York City Marathon. It was like the best day of her life. And how about that? So, I mean, again, 26.2-mile course, and then making that race. And if you think about Catherine Switzer running the Boston Marathon under K.V. Switzer, because women were barred from the race, they had to sneak into the race. But she didn't have to sneak in anywhere. Now this woman who won the New York City Marathon. But if it wasn't for the people who broke that barrier, and I don't seeing the woman with that medal, I thought that was so cool. And I said, "Are you getting that a lot?" And she said, "Yes." But she seemed pretty charged up that she got that. Because that means she finished, she did okay. And I don't know, if I had to run that many miles, it would not be pretty. I just don't think it would be pretty. Because that's a lot of miles to run. Oh, that's a lot of miles. You have to really train for that. Oh, you have to really, really train. It's complicated. And you have to have that one quality. I think you have to play the long game in trying to breathe and do the things that you need to do. And this year, the New York City Marathon, crowning a woman, an American woman, wow. When was the last time we saw that? A long time. So long I don't even remember it. That's how long it's been. It's crazy. Shailene Flanagan winning the New York City Marathon. You go through all five boroughs of New York City. From that perspective, it's the largest. And you have to love that tenacity. Coming back. Flirting with it. And then taking that record. So she wins it. In the professional women's division. So many others wanted that. Ugh. But she nailed it. She was fast. She knew what to do. And she was one of the top runners out of the gate at 36. Woohoo! Had to end on an up note. And it's pretty cool to see just people walking around with those medals because they finished too. Mm-mm-mm. Hey, thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.